Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our Tuesday and Friday games of the week on Kitty Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web at kittycountry94.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with girls head coach Gary Lowry and boys head man Ryan Eiler. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Willow Spring Services in Beloit and by Nextech.
Welcome to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94 and kittycountry94.com. We're joined by Gary Lowry, the head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans. Coach, since we last talked, you had actually just one game. You had Republic County there on Tuesday at their place and trailed a little bit there through three quarters, but had an 18-10 fourth quarter to win it by 7, 46-39. What were your thoughts on this Republic County matchup? Kind of similar to the first one where you made a comeback there late to pick up a victory.
Yeah, you know, it was a very good game. You got to give Belleville a lot of credit. You know, great atmosphere up there to play. We got a little bit of foul trouble early, so we had to really do some sub, and we were a little bit sloppy as far as our offense execution. Our defense really kept us in it, kept the ball game tight for three quarters. And then we really were happy with the way we played in the fourth quarter. We talked about how championship teams make winning plays in crunch time, and, you know, we didn't have our A game through the first three quarters, but we were able to make enough plays on a tough place to play on the road, and we made enough plays, winning plays there, to come away with the win.
You move on with Ellsworth coming up on Friday night. It's a team you've seen already once this season, kind of a makeup game that you played there on the 7th of January. They got you by 2 points, 42-40, in a very tight game. I'm guessing you expect much of the same coming up on Friday. What are your thoughts there at Ellsworth?
Yeah, we're going to see the same from Ellsworth, you know, and I think we're going to see the same through the rest of the league here. We're going to have a lot of tight battles, a lot of physical battles. So, you know, we're going to go down there, you know, another tough place to play. They have a couple great players and a great coaching staff, so we'll definitely get their best game. But, you know, I think we're pretty excited to get to see them again, and we didn't feel like we kind of let one slip away from us the last time we played them. So hopefully we come out, respond in the correct manner with great energy and effort and be able to execute on both sides of the ball on Friday.
It's Gary Lowry, the head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojans here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time and best of luck against Ellsworth Friday.
Thanks, Dusty.
No water in that kitchen sink? Think Willow Spring Services. Stool won't flush? Think Willow Spring Services. Flip the switch and no light? Think Willow Spring Services. No power in that outlet? Think Willow Spring Services. AC won't cool? Think Willow Spring Services. Heater won't come on? Think Willow Spring Services. Hey, I see a pattern here. If it doesn't work, call Willow Spring Services and they can change all that for you. Give us a call. Willow Spring Services, 785-738-2474. Your local Bryant dealer, Bryant. Whatever it takes.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94 and online, kittycountry94.com, with Ryan Eiler, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan boys basketball team. A little bit different chat this week, Coach. We had a lot of games to talk about last week, but just one this week as you played there Tuesday night against Republic County and picked up a 69-41 win, your second win over Republic County this season there in Belleville. What were your overall thoughts of that one? You had a big third quarter that you kind of stretched that lead out and were able to pick up a nice win.
Yeah, Republic County came out hot, had a lot of different kids making shots for them. And, I felt like it, you know, we did a nice job battling to get back in at halftime and fortunate enough to even have a lead at half. Then we came out in the third quarter and scored the ball really well. But mainly our defense picked up and the kids that were making shots for them in the first half, we were getting a hand up in their face. Just, you know, didn't give them any open looks there in the third quarter and really extended the lead there. And then got back to, you know, just, you know, with a 15, 20-point lead, just kind of kept inching it up a little bit in the fourth quarter and able to get it to a running clock towards the end.
So you pick up another one there against Republic County, and now you move on with Ellsworth and Southeast of Saline, both on the road in your next two games in league play. Looking at Ellsworth on Friday night, what do you expect to see from them? I know you played them already once this season, picked up a 52-41 win the first time, but they're definitely an improved team this year.
Yeah, they are. You know, we've got a couple tough road games coming up. Ellsworth beat Southeast last week. Playing really well right now. So, you know, we're going to go there and then go to Southeast on Tuesday, and both teams are really good. You know, we need to make sure that we have a couple good nights of practice and then attack both games like we did the second half last night. You know, I was very pleased last night. We had a lot of different kids contribute, and, you know, I just felt like we took a step forward the second half. Hopefully we can continue to build on it.
That's Ryan Adler, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan boys basketball team. Coach, thank you for the time again this week, and good luck at Ellsworth coming up on Friday night.
All right, thank you.
And fans can hear those Ellsworth games on Katy Country 94 and also watch online video stream at ncksports.com. Girls pregame at 5:50, tip at 6, followed by the boys on Friday. Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Next Tech and Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Next Tech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Next Tech today for a free network security consultation.
No water in that kitchen sink? Think Willow Spring Services. Stool won't flush? Think Willow Spring Services. Flip the switch and no light? Think Willow Spring Services. No power in that outlet? Think Willow Spring Services. AC won't cool? Think Willow Spring Services. Heater won't come on? Think Willow Spring Services. Hey, I see a pattern here. If it doesn't work, call Willow Spring Services and they can change all that for you. Give us a call. Willow Spring Services, 785-738-2474. Your local Bryant dealer, Bryant. Whatever it takes.
Our Wednesday locker room chants continue with Osborne Bulldog basketball coaches Tracy Holloway and Jamie Walters. Don't forget to listen to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web, katycountry94.com. The Bulldog locker room chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on Katy Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Next Tech.
Welcome back to our locker room chats on Katy Country 94 and online, katycountry94.com. Joined by Tracy Holloway, the head coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldogs. Coach, your team, a couple games here over the last few days that we need to talk about since we last talked, as you had a pretty tight one with Lakeside there on Friday, just a 30-29 loss, and then you won 38-20 over Tescott on Monday. Just kind of looking back to that Lakeside game, you had just 9 points going into the fourth quarter, and the girls really turned it on in the fourth and put a lot of pressure on Lakeside, but you fell just 1 point short. What were your thoughts there on Friday night?
Well, our biggest thing that I noticed that we had a lot better attitudes Friday night against them Lakeside girls, and we stay focused, you know, throughout the whole game, and you know that was a big up for this team. You know, we trailed, you know, right off the bat against them, and you know we kept fighting. Our defense was real good, and I told the girls, you know, at halftime and even after we fell short there and lost the game, but I stressed that our defense was real good throughout the game, and you know that's the reason that we got into the, you know, and stayed into that game. You know, it came down there towards the end, and we set up a little bit of our press, which, you know, we struggle to press teams at times this year, and I felt that, you know, that's not really one of our strong points, and it really stepped up though in the fourth quarter, and we forced some turnovers, and we were able to execute and score some points off that, and then turn around the other, you know, other end and play very good defense. But like I said, I was just real impressed with the way the girls stuck it out and finished out that game.
38-20 win again over Tescott on Monday. What stood out in that one?
Oh, we really executed our offense well. Our defense was stepped up still, and you know, we hit some outside shots from, you know, Brett and Walters and even Afton. You know, Conway has stepped up here the last couple weeks at our games, and she has, you know, moved the ball a lot better offensively, and I told them girls, I said, we're going to have to limit our turnovers against the, you know, the Tescott team, you know, and play solid defense, and, you know, hopefully we can get some shots to fall, and we did. You know, everything worked out worked out great, and we got to play some younger girls off the bench that, you know, kind of helped those girls out and gained a little bit of confidence too. So all in all, it was good game both sides of the ball.
You move on with Natoma coming up for the second time on Friday, a real low-scoring game the first time you played them there in the seventh-place game of the tournament, 21-18. What do you expect to see the second time around?
It really was. We struggled there at the tail end of that league tournament against Natoma. It's just neither of us could make any shots. And, I mean, it came down to a defensive battle between the teams. And, you know, we held on to come out, squeaked out a win there. But we're going to go get over some little different offense here the next couple days at practice and, you know, try something a little different against a zone that I felt we struggled at times this year. I feel, you know, we got some pretty good man-to-man offense, but we just struggled to score out of zone. So we're gonna work on that the next couple days and get prepared for the game Friday against Natoma.
Tracy Holloway, the head coach of the Osborne Lady Bulldogs, here in the locker room chat. Coach, thanks for the time and best luck on Friday night.
All right, thanks, Dusty.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94 and online, kittycountry94.com. We're joined by Jamie Walters, head coach of the Osborne boys basketball team. Coach, you played a couple games since we talked last. Didn't have a game Tuesday, but you had a makeup game Monday, a win 70-40 over Tescott, and then going back to Friday night, picked up a 45-28 win over Lakeside. You had a 19-11 fourth quarter as they decided to run some stall ball there in the first few quarters, and you were still able to pick up a 17-point win. Just going back to Friday night, what were some of the things that stood out over in Downs?
Probably the biggest thing, it wasn't a real exciting game, as you probably know. But, we did everything we could the first half to try to get them to speed up, and, you know, they did a good job of taking the air out of it. And, you know, I think had the lead by one at the end of the quarter, and then, you know, we just did a better job of making every possession count there in the second quarter and got some baskets, and I think we were up around four or something. And, you know, from there we just kind of slowly pulled away. I thought we did a good job of valuing every possession. And, defensively we did, you know, once we got a lead, you know, we were able to kind of sit back there and, you know, just kind of, you know, let them, if they wanted to stall it out, you know, let them, so, you know, we had the lead, so mm-hmm. We knew they were going to have to try to do something, so. But, yeah, that was a trying game for me as a coach, for sure, so.
Tescott there on Monday night, a 70-40 win. It was a little bit different story there as you scored 70 points in that one. How were you able to get the offense going there on Monday?
Yeah, I thought our offense was pretty decent there, especially the second half. First half, we didn't play as well as what we could. Justin stepped up and played a great second half. That's what, you know, he's kind of, I wouldn't say struggled, but he hasn't played as well as what he's capable up to so far. And the second half was kind of a step in the right direction for him. He needs to be more aggressive for our team to do well, drive and, you know, find the open guy or score if he's the guy, you know, if he's open on it. Mm-hmm. Defensively, I didn't think we played as well as what we had been. We let the Brown kid have 26 on us. I didn't think we did as well on him. But second half, we played a lot better. First half was, you know, we didn't play as well, but we were capable. Let him have some second chances and, you know, maybe part of it was just a Monday. You know, we didn't have practice Saturday or Sunday and had a couple days off. And, hopefully it was a little rust. But,
You get Natoma coming up on Friday at home. It's the first time you've seen them this year. They're 3-10, 1-5 in the league. Some quick thoughts on the Tigers. What do you need to do to have success against them?
Yeah, we just got to get after it defensively. We're working on rebounding and you know, making sure we're hitting the offensive boards, and also doing a good job on defensive rebounding. Those are a couple areas we haven't been very good at here for the last, you know, first half of the season. So we'll work on that and hopefully try to get better at those two things. And so.
Jimmy Walters, head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck against Natoma on Friday.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
We continue with our locker room chats with the Smith Center Redmond and head coaches Nick Lynn and Joe Burgard. The Smith Center Redmond locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech and by Landmark Implement in Smith Center.
Welcome back in our locker room chats on Kitty Country 94 and online, kittycountry94.com. We were unable to reach Nick Lynn, the head coach of the Smith Center Lady Red this week. His team is now 4-11 overall and 1-5 in the Mid-Continent League. A couple tough losses since we talked last as they fell to Stockton 48-31 on Friday night in Smith Center in league play. Grayson Hutchinson had 12 points and 10 rebounds to lead the Lady Red in that one. And then they ended up losing to Norton in a makeup game on Tuesday. Final score is 45-30 in favor of the Lady Blue Jays over Smith Center. Next up for Smith Center will be at Hill City on Friday. And then they'll have a game on Monday and Tuesday. They have Superior, Nebraska coming into town on Monday. And then on Tuesday, they're on the road at Logan. And then three more regular season games after that will be against Ellis, Trigo, and Beloit before the season comes to a close. That's Beloit game will be on February 21st to wrap up the regular season against Smith Center. 4-11 overall, 1-5 in the Mid-Continent League, and getting set for Hill City on Friday night. We'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll be joined by the head coach of the Smith Center boys, Joe Burgard, here in our locker room chats on Kitty Country 94 and online at kittycountry94.com.
You have a big investment in your farming operation. Let Landmark Implement help you get the most out of your equipment by investing in pre-season service inspections. Let our trained and certified technicians provide you with a complete list of repairs that will help your equipment perform better and deliver maximum performance. Right now, as part of our winter inspection programs, buy three service inspections and get the fourth free. And take advantage of no payment, no interest financing for service, parts, and attachments. Contact your local Landmark service manager for details.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
Welcome back in our locker room chats on Kitty Country 94. We're with Joe Burgard, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond basketball team. Coach, a couple games since we talked last is you had the Stockton game on Friday. You win 49-40 behind a nice 20-13 fourth quarter to get the win there. Brent Meyer 17-11, and then Thane Benoit had 14. What were some of the things that you did that led to the win against Stockton?
Oh, you know, we had a nice start to that game. Then we had another rough second quarter. And kind of got ourselves where we were just up one going into half, and then, you know, third quarter we were able to outscore them by one, so we were up two going into the fourth quarter, and you know, we had a little bit of foul trouble, but we ended up making a couple, you know, defensive adjustments, try to finish the fourth quarter without picking up too many more fouls, and just to defend them a little different, and the kids really took care of the ball better in the fourth quarter, so we were able to kind of, you know, come away with the victory there.
Makeup game against Norton on Tuesday that you played, and you know, you hung with them for a little bit, and it ended up being a 10-point game. 54-44 was what the final was there. They're a 13-1 team, so what were your thoughts on Norton and the way the kids played there on Tuesday?
You know, we were able to play Norton earlier in the league tournament, mm-hmm. So we wanted to try a few things different, and we were short a couple players last night, but the kids that were able to play, they showed up ready to play. You know, we got down by 10 in the first half, and we were able to claw back and get it back to where I believe it was 5 going into halftime. And then in the third quarter, we actually got it tied up again. And then the fourth quarter, you know, Norton outscored us 17-9. And I think they scored 17 of them before we were able to score any. And we just dug too big a hole in the fourth quarter. And I don't know if we just, you know, had a little – we just didn't play real well for a short enough spell, and Norton's too good a basketball team to give them any extra opportunities.
So with the win and loss, now you'll move on with Hill City. It's a team that you've also saw in the Mid-Continent League tournament. It's almost like you're playing these guys in order and playing them again from the Mid-Continent League tournament. You have Hill City, a team that you lost to in the seventh place game, 61-45. What do you need to do this time around out at their place to have success?
We definitely have to play better defense. We let them hit way too many three-pointers against us. They were 9 out of 17 in that first game. And I know that from what I've noticed, that was definitely their best shooting night from outside the arc. But we've got to be able to stop that and try to not have a poor quarter. There we had a poor second quarter against them, and that really, really cost us. And we need to, you know, go out and keep our quarters a little more even and play better defense.
Joe Berger, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond, here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and best of luck out at Hill City on Friday night.
Thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Next Tech and Landmark Implement.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Next Tech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Next Tech today for a free network security consultation.
You have a big investment in your farming operation. Let Landmark Implement help you get the most out of your equipment by investing in pre-season service inspections. Let our trained and certified technicians provide you with a complete list of repairs that will help your equipment perform better and deliver maximum performance. Right now, as part of our winter inspection programs, buy 3 service inspections and get the 4th free. And take advantage of no payment, no interest financing for service, parts, and attachments. Contact your local Landmark Service Manager for details. We now turn our attention to the Lincoln Leopards and their head hoop coaches, Steve Crist and Joe Biggs. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and listen online, KDCountry94.com. The Lincoln Leopards Locker Room Chat is brought to you by the Bank of Tescott and by Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln.
Welcome back to our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and online, KDCountry94.com. We're joined by Steve Crist, the head coach of the Lincoln Letty Leopards, here on the Locker Room Chats. A couple games since we talked last, coach. You took on Natoma in a 36-27 loss on Friday night, and then Tuesday you fall to Wilson 51-32 in that makeup game there. Just overall in these last two games, what are some of the things that stood out for the Letty Leopards team?
Well, it seems to me like we're just kind of struggling with some confidence things right now. We're not getting the ball to go through the hoop very consistently. I feel like we're getting decent shots. We're just not getting them to go in, and then makes it tough to continue to play defense and just keep the energy up. I was a little disappointed in the way we came out against Natoma. We got down 11-1 and then had to try to battle back the rest of the game, and we're not really an offensive team that can come from behind very much. I think we cut it to maybe 4 or 6 a couple times throughout the game, but never could really get over that hump. So you got to hand it to them. They came out with a lot of energy and jumped on us quick, and that was kind of the difference in the game. And then last night against Wilson, we did start better. I think we were tied up with them at the end of the first quarter, and then they made a little run at the beginning of the second quarter. So, you know, we got to put together a more complete game. I think we're having some mental breakdowns on defense. And like I said, it's just kind of a confidence thing on offense right now. We're struggling at the free throw line, struggling from the three-point line, and we're just having a hard time putting it together. So we got to get some things worked out, and hopefully we can get it straightened out here this week.
Pike Valley coming up next for your team. They're 5-9 overall and 2-4 in the Northern Plains League. It's a team that has kind of struggled a little bit. They have some talent on their roster, but what do you expect to see from the Panthers on Friday?
Yeah, I think they've been dealing with some injury issues, I know, through the tournament, and got some young players that they're playing. But it seemed to me like maybe they've been a little bit more consistent lately anyway. They haven't got necessarily a lot of wins, but They've got some, definitely have some athletic ability and some talent. Those two Gardner girls, you got to keep an eye on them. They can really put the ball in the hole if you allow them to. But I think we got to, you know, get the game moving up and down the floor. They kind of like to do that a little bit too, but we shoot the ball better when we're moving. If it comes a half-court game, we struggle a little bit with that. So we just need to try to keep the game moving as much as we can, relax on our shots, and we have the ability to play defense that we need to play. We just got to get that energy back and get that focus back on the defensive end, and hopefully seeing the ball go through the hoop a few times will help with that. So, you know, we got to gain some confidence and try to do a few things in practice to do that this week, and hopefully we'll be ready on Friday.
Steve Chris, head coach of the Lincoln Letty Leopards here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, we thank you for the time again this week, and best of luck against Pike Valley Friday night.
Okay, thank you very much.
At the Bank of Tescott, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Tescott in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Tescott. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln is your one-stop shop for tires, oil changes, light mechanical work, and more. Need new tires? There's no better time than now to stop in Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln. They also offer top-quality Interstate batteries. They're an air gas dealer and do LP gas bubble exchanges. They're also an ADM feed dealer and have a 24-hour car wash and vacuum for your convenience. That's Meyer Tire and Lube on Highway 18 just west of the 14 Junction in Lincoln.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94 and online, kittycountry94.com. Joined by Joe Biggs, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards. A couple games since we talked last, coach. You get a win over Natoma, 45-34 on Friday, and a 53-39 loss to Wilson there on Tuesday in a makeup game. Over these last two games, what are some of the things that have stood out? Looks like Drew Biggs has had a couple good games for you scoring-wise, and looks like the offense might be picking up a little bit for your team over the last three games.
Yeah, we're getting better at we're playing against a couple teams that play zone, so we're getting better at learning how to attack that, either baseline or high post or with the dribble. So we moved Drew around a little bit. We took him off the point guard and put him on a wing or down low. So that's the reason for his recent scoring. But the kids are we're just learning. We just need to put together a complete game. Last night we played Wilson, and we had them at 34-34 going into the fourth quarter there, and just had a bad run of about 2 or 3 minutes, and they shot the ball pretty well, and we dug a pretty good hole and couldn't get out of it.
So now you'll move on with Pike Valley coming up on Friday. The Panthers have had a pretty good season. Probably were a little bit disappointed with the way they played at the Northern Plains League tournament, but they do come in with a record of 10-4. They're 6-0 in the Northern Plains League right now as far as the regular season's concerned. What do you need to do against Pike Valley to have success on Friday?
Well, I hear they have some pretty good size, 6'4", 6'3", 6'3", and then they have a couple pretty good shooters. I mean, the Reeves kid. I know he can shoot from the outside and also attack off the dribble. So we struggle a little bit with rebounding. So keeping them off the boards because we're outsized and then just knowing where the Reeves kid is on defense is going to be pretty important.
Joe Biggs, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards here in our Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. Coach, thank you for the time again this week, and best of luck as you take on Pike Valley on Friday.
Thank you.
Our Lincoln Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Bank of Tescott and Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln.
Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln is your one-stop shop for tires, oil changes, light mechanical work, and more. Need new tires? There's no better time than now to stop in Meyer Tire and Lube in Lincoln. They also offer top-quality Interstate batteries. They're an air gas dealer and do LP gas bubble exchanges. They're also an ADM feed dealer and have a 24-hour car wash and vacuum for your convenience. That's Meyer Tire and Lube on Highway 18 just west of the 14 Junction in Lincoln.
the Bank of Tescott, our hearts are not the only thing planted in agriculture, so are our roots. I'm Kathy Schwartbaker, loan officer and vice president at the Bank of Tescott in Lincoln. Growing up in agriculture taught me the value of hard work, keeping your word as promised, and doing a job well done. Whether you are looking to expand your operation or want to work with a bank that makes lending decisions locally, I invite you to stop in and visit me at the Lincoln branch of the Bank of Tescott. Generations of confidence, relationships for life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We conclude our Wednesday locker room chats with the Thunder Ridge Longhorn head coaches, Darren Grauerholtz and John Bowden. The Thunder Ridge locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Welcome back to the locker room chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. We're joined by Darren Grauerholtz, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Lady Longhorns. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. A tough one on Friday. You fall 54-51 in overtime. You had a 24-3 lead early in that one, but Southern Cloud was able to make the comeback and pick up the win. And then 55-40, you fall at St. John's Tipton on Tuesday. Now, just going back to Friday first, what were some of the things that caused the most problems there as the game went on and they were able to make that comeback for the win against Southern Cloud?
We get comfortable, and we just kind of lay low, and the next thing you know, Raina takes the game over. She did a tremendous job. Tyler did a great job keeping them girls interested in the game. They persevered through that 21-point deficit and just kept chipping away at it. And we put her on the line, and then they were scoring without any time running off the clock, and we got a couple in foul trouble. But our defense needs to improve immensely here in the next couple weeks. As we approach postseason,
St. John's tipped in again a 55-40 loss last night. They kind of jumped on you a little bit early there, led 17-10 after one, but really in the third quarter is where they made their separation. What were your thoughts there on Tuesday?
Yeah, there again, we tried to do a couple different things there in the second half, come out and weren't really able to execute like I thought so, like we could have. Had to go man, which is something that we don't coach up here at all, and I just felt like we were going to have to do that. We did chip away at that lead a little bit, but, you know, it was just a little bit too late. So, but like you said, you know, we spotted them early, and you just can't spot a good team like that. Even without Brenna, you know, they do a nice job, and Liz, she's real nice ball player as well, and she hurt us. But, you know, like I said, you know, same thing as we go back to Friday. Defensively, we're pretty much the main issues, you know, and a couple key shots that we missed late in the game against St. John's could have maybe possibly changed the momentum as well. But, you know, we're just going to keep working at it, and hopefully we can plug away and get things corrected by Friday.
So when Luke is at home on Friday, it's a team that's right at even .500, both overall and in the league. This team always, they'll bring it effort-wise defensively every time you play. Sometimes they might struggle a little bit offensively. What do you need to do against Sylvan Lucas on Friday?
Yeah, we just got to pressure, you know, and like I said, that's been our problem here in the last couple of games. You know, that first quarter against Southern Cloud, that's what we did. We pressured the ball, we got the turnovers, we converted into points, you know, and we're going to have to do that for four quarters from here on out, you know, not just Friday night, but every Tuesday, Friday from here on out. So defense. So that's what we're going to preach here, and that's what we've been preaching, but we got to make it happen on the court.
Darren Grauerholtz, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Lady Longhorns here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck Friday against Sylvan Lucas.
Thank you, Dusty.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
Welcome back on the locker room chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. We're with John Bowden, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns. Now, here on the locker room chats, coach, a couple games since we talked last and a couple of tough losses for your team. You fell to Southern Cloud 45-26 on Friday and then 70-19 loss to St. John's Tipton there on Tuesday. Let's go back to that Southern Cloud game because I know that it's probably disappointing, a team that you'd already beaten once this season there, and it was only a week before that at the Northern Plains League Consolation in Sylvan Grove, and then you fall by 19 the second time around. What were some of the things that went wrong the second time against Southern Cloud?
Well, I think you might as well tip your hat to Southern Cloud. They came to play and get their second win of the year, and anytime a team shoots 51, 54% in the first and second half, probably not going to win the game. So credit goes to them. They were ready to go and shot lights out in the first quarter and got a great start. But we did some adjustments and switched up defense a little bit, come back and cut it to four, and then ended up having to go man because they were holding the ball in the fourth quarter. So the score didn't indicate how close the second half was, but a loss is a loss, and it starts with the kids. It starts with myself. And kids got to bring maximum effort and bring a big heart to every game. It doesn't matter if you're playing Southern Cloud or St. John's Boys, you got to have a big heart and great effort.
What were the differences the second time around against St. John's Tipton? Clearly the first time you played them, just offense wasn't there for you. You lost 48-5. You lose 70-19 this time. Davis Dubert played in this game, and he didn't play in the first one. What stood out different from the two meetings between those two teams?
I think obviously our offense was different. Like I said, like I told the kids at halftime, we had some very good looks and missed some point-blank shots. And I think we took more shots than the game. We only scored five. But the bottom line, again, is you have to have a huge heart and have to have maximum effort. And that comes from the kids. I mean, you can get put out every offense or defense in the world in basketball. I mean, there's only so many offense and defense in the world of basketball. Whatever you put out there, the kids got to execute. And they got to have maximum effort. And, you know, you can motivate kids several ways, one being negative, one being positive. But at the end of the day, the kids got to play hard, and they're the ones that got to put the ball in the hoop, and they're the ones that got to stop the Davis Duberts of the world.
Sylvan Lucas coming up on Friday night. You get them. They finished second place in the Northern Plains League tournament. Right now, they're right in that 2-3 mark as far as the teams in this league. What are your thoughts on the Mustangs on Friday?
Well, we got a pretty easy week this week, obviously, with St. John's Beloit, number one, and now number five, Sylvan Lucas in Division Two. But, like, you know, we keep this conversation today all about heart and effort. And if our boys don't come out with a huge heart and great effort Friday night, not only will we get blown away, but I'll be highly disappointed.
John Bowden, head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns here in the locker room chats. Coach, we thank you for the time this week, and good luck against Sylvan Lucas Friday night.
Yep, thanks a lot, Dusty.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear from the basketball coaches at Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.